This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Across the nation this week, Occupy protest camps have been cleared out and shut down from Philadelphia to Los Angeles. Fearing the same thing here, lawyers for Occupy Boston went to court today and won a little more time, which means the protesters can stay put for now.
A judge said she would rule by the middle of this month on whether the city has the right to evict them. At issue in this case, free speech versus public safety. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis was in the courtroom. So, Bianca, no ruling today, but did Judge Frances McIntyre tip her hand at all?
Not exactly, but she did seem at times dissatisfied with some of Occupy's lawyers' arguments. She said Occupy Boston wasn't acknowledging the city's safety interests, but the attorney said, you know, in fact, they are very cognizant of safety and have been all along. She also seemed skeptical about some of the free speech claims they're making. They're trying to establish that Massachusetts laws actually account for a higher protection of free speech than the Constitution.
Interesting. So in many ways, I gather that the arguments are pretty straightforward in court today. We've heard them before. The city concerned about public safety. The protesters say their encampment is an actual expression of free speech. Any surprises at all today in the courtroom?
That was surprises, but there was pretty dramatic testimony from the city's fire marshal. His name is Bart Shea, and he said that the hair on the back of his neck stands on end when he walks into the Occupy encampment, and he said he believes they should be cleared out immediately. And at the same time, he also showed a lot of frustration and almost unwillingness to communicate with these protesters in a way that would actually, you know, get the message to them. He's been communicating through one person and sort of took for granted that that message was being followed through when, in fact, it hadn't.
So when do we actually, when do we expect a decision from Judge McIntyre?
On or before the 15th of December.
I see.
Until then, the temporary restraining order is in place.
All right. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reporting from Suffolk Superior Court in Boston. Many thanks. Later in the show, we'll return to this story and ask, what's next for Occupy Boston?